Mishinato listeners, and welcome to another episode of The League of Extraordinary Applicants, the podcast where we chat about what it takes to create a winning application in today's super competitive landscape. I'm Cleo Handler.
And I'm Stephen Black. We're your official tour guides for this insider's journey. Each week, we tackle a specific topic, giving insight into each of our Ivy League experiences and the applications that got us there. Cleo, why don't you start us off by telling everyone where you went to college?
Okay, I went to Yale. I graduated last year in 2012, and I double majored in psychology and theater studies. Why don't you tell everyone about the far less exciting, impressive place where you went to school, Stephen?
Yeah, I mean, I went to just a small little liberal arts college in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I don't think many people have heard of it. It's called Harvard, but I graduated in 2007, and my major was visual and environmental studies. That was sort of like the arts department, and my major sort of within that was film, and I enjoyed my time there, even though it is a far less superior university to Yale.
Right, of course.
So last week we talked about preparing for your essays, giving you a few primer ideas on how to create meaningful essay-worthy experiences.
And this week we're going to move on a little bit and talk about choosing your essay topic. Once you've had those meaningful experiences that we mentioned last week, how do you decide which one to write about?
Yeah, so let's begin here by differentiating between what makes a great essay topic versus a not-so-great essay topic.
So here are just some major bullet points to get you thinking. You want your essay topic to be something that really makes you stand out. These people are going to be reading hundreds of applications every day, especially at the most competitive schools. All of the applications will probably be pretty impressive and pretty similar. And you want to find a way to really give the admissions committee a sense of who you are. Sometimes these essays substitute for meeting people in person, especially even if you have an interview. It might be with an alumnus or something like that. It won't be with the people who are choosing whether or not to admit you to the school. So you want this essay to really speak for itself and tell them a lot about you that they wouldn't be able to know otherwise.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I also just think, you know, standing out, that's really something that you want to do, and that's an excellent point that Cleo makes, because it's like, when you think about it, a lot of these admissions officers are going to have 5 minutes to first review your application, and so it's like, hey, here's me, and here's what I am in an essay, and it's got to be memorable. So if you can't make a good impression in 5 minutes, then you really have to rethink what your essay topic is about. And the other thing is, my main point is always that your topic, your essay topic, whatever you choose, you've got to show growth and maturity. You've really got to show that you're not some 18-year-old kid, right? That you've had these experiences, right, that have helped you grow and have helped you transform into an adult. And so my major point is change. Change is very good within an essay. Like, your essay starts with point A, it ends at point B, and you changed in the middle. And the way that you get there is through struggle. I mean, that's what sort of makes, when you think about the most interesting stories you've ever heard or books you've ever read, they've always have that growth and struggle. And so I really think that's an interesting, an integral part of your essay.
I completely agree with that. I think, like, any Hollywood movie that's very successful has, like Stephen mentioned, a beginning, a middle, and an end, some sort of conflict, struggle, and some sort of growth. And we love that. People want to be taken on a journey. We want to see that you've changed and you've grown as a result of whatever it is you've gone through. And I think sometimes students think that if they don't have a very clear-cut perspective at the end of all of this, it might be too messy and it might not be interesting. But if you went through some experience and maybe the results weren't all completely positive, maybe it was a lot more difficult than you had expected and you realized that it was harder to make a difference than you had expected, anything like that is interesting. The more complex the changes are, or the perspective changes you've gone through are, the more interesting it's going to be, and it'll show that you're a complex thinker, and that's what they want to see too.
Yeah, and I think that's an excellent point. The one thing that I'd caution with these great essay topics is I think you want to keep in mind the tone of your essay. So the stories that Cleo and I are describing about change and passion and making you stand out, it's easy to fall into the trap that you're either going to be mechanical, where you're just kind of walking us through this and there's no real engaging tone of the essay. And on the opposite end of the coin, you don't want to be like over emotional, or you don't want to be cocky or snide. I mean, I recently read there's been this series in the New York Times that's been following college applicants through their experience. And there was this one essay, which was a fantastic essay topic. It was this girl who wrote about the idea that should Princeton be poorer, meaning should Princeton be spending less of its money on the endowment on like reinvestments and things like that, and more of its money on like social causes and whatever. And it's like that's a really interesting topic to present to a school like Princeton to say, look, I'm thinking about these things, and it also is a good segue into what she wants to do with her career. The problem when you read the actual essay, and we'll try to put a link up to this on our website, but when you read the actual essay, it comes off as snide almost, that she's really talking down and almost berating the school that she wants to get into. So, I mean, that's an example of taking a great essay topic, something that's original, that's well thought out, that leads to her talking about her own personal struggles, and turning it into something less than, because it was just snide. I mean, the whole tone of it was just sort of like, oh, well, I know better than you. And so you want to be careful. Like, as an 18-year-old kid, I mean, you don't know better than Princeton. I mean, you almost have to write an essay like that, you almost have to humble yourself and say, look, like, I'm an 18-year-old kid. I don't know any better, but here are my thoughts and here's how they relate to me. That would have been the better approach. And long story short, she didn't get into Princeton. And I think that essay would probably be a large part of that. That's a natural segue into terrible essay topics. That was a good topic gone bad, but we have topics that, start bad and you can't make a bad topic good. So Cleo, what's your main piece of advice on terrible essay topics?
Oh man. Well, I think along the same lines of what you just said, anything that seems like you're just outright bragging without some real substance or reason for doing so is really going to rub people the wrong way. And of course, this is your application to college, so while modesty is important, you also want to show off a little bit, and that's allowed, and that's okay. We want to know all of your accomplishments and why you're so great. But you can do that in a way that is driven by, trying to express a certain real important truth about yourself, or driven by meaning rather than just flat out bragging. So I'd say to try to avoid that when you can. And along the same lines, anything that just feels like a biography, a list of all the things you've done in your life without any sort of uniting structure or arc, that's also going to fall flat as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point. And this is something we actually see a lot, these sort of narrative lists. Like, this isn't like a beat sheet that to describe like your extracurricular activities or your progress in grades. I mean, this is this has to have emotion into it. Like, and if you're just talking about all if you're listing those narrative things without talking about the emotions and the change and hopefully the maturation behind it all, like then you're risking being just completely boring.
I agree with that. And also, something else that is boring is something that doesn't sound like you. This application is supposed to represent who you are. It's supposed to say something in the essay that you don't get anywhere else on the application. And I think a lot of students fall into the trap of writing essays that they think sound good or that they think they should be writing about this certain topic, but it's really not that interesting to them and it doesn't sound like them or their voice. And that's really dangerous because people will be able to tell and it'll be lacking that spark and that passion that makes a great essay topic.
Yeah, and along those same lines, this goes along with like a disingenuous essay, but people who write just shocking essays for the sake of being shocking, like unless you are truly a shocking person that has really shocking revelations, like then don't write an essay about it. Like if you're just being provocative just for the sake of being provocative, like that just doesn't work. Like you should be telling something more about yourself, like what Cleo said, things that you actually care about. Like don't write it just because you think like, oh, this is a clever topic or this is a clever idea. Like the essay, the adcoms want to know about you. They don't want to know about how clever you are coming up with something just completely fake.
One other point that I want to make about this is that sometimes I think students are tempted by the prompts to talk about a person who has influenced them or an event that was very important to them. And that's all great. That can all be wonderful for an essay. But the key is to tie it back into yourself always, and that this is your application to college, not anyone else's. So don't get stuck writing about your brother and what a wonderful athlete he is and how fantastic a student he is when he's not the one applying to college. Make sure that no matter what the subject of your essay is, it ultimately is about yourself.
Yeah, I'm on the same side of the coin. The other thing, whether it's writing about somebody else or writing about, like, say, a political or religious diatribe, a lot of students fall into that trap of they're writing something they're really passionate about, but they're not relating it directly back to themselves, which is the problem. So, like Cleo said, if you're not relating the person who inspired you or influenced you, if you're not relating it back to you, then you're not really writing an essay about yourself. So this on the same side of the coin, it's like if you're writing about political or religious things, and you're really passionate about it, but you're not relating it back to you, like just because it's your words, doesn't mean we're really getting any insight into you, which is, and that's what we need in the essay.
Now we can move on and talk about the actual essay topics.
Yeah, so we'll give a quick refresher here. Last week we'd mentioned very briefly what our essay topics were about in our applications, and so we're going to restate them again here, and then we're going to dig deeper and talk about how we arrived at those topics. So Cleo, why don't you remind us what your essays were about?
Great. Okay. So as I said last week, I wrote one essay about Harry Potter, but it wasn't just, the kind of superficial, I love this book is great. It was more personal. It was about how I felt that Harry Potter made me a part of a generational thing. It was like it was so much bigger than myself, and me loving Harry Potter and being obsessed with this series meant that I was connected to my peers and I would always have something to talk about with them and I would never be alone, really. And then the other one I had was about moving and my struggles to get settled down across the country. I moved from New York to LA and changed from a single parent household to a new family and a new lifestyle, and it was just about that adjustment.
Okay,
And
cool.
what were yours again, Stephen?
So my three essays that I wrote about, I first wrote about a summer program that I participated in that was called New Jersey Scholars. And my second essay was about growing up with my cousin who has learning disabilities. And my third essay was about the death of my grandmother, which happened just 3 weeks before my first application, the Harvard Early Action application, was due.
Wow, so I guess as you can see, these are all pretty varied topics. So we're going to give you guys a little bit of insight into how we chose them. So, what about your New Jersey Scholars one, Stephen? How did that come about?
So that came about basically the spring before the spring of my junior year. I had heard about this program through a guidance counselor that it was this very select program where thousands of students applied and 36 rising seniors were selected to participate. It has a new topic every 2 years, and it's taught at the Lawrenceville School, which is right by Princeton, and it's called New Jersey Scholars. And so the first reason I selected this as an essay topic is because clearly it was an honor to be chosen out of tens of thousands of applicants to be one of the 36 people participating, right? So that's a decent foundation, but of course that's not enough. That's not enough of a reason to write the essay, because if I had a terrible experience or if I didn't really grow or learn anything, then there would have been no point in selecting it as my topic. But as it turned out, so the experience was a lot like college. And the point that I sort of made in my essay is that my high school environment was very different from college. I went to public school in New Jersey, and the experience at New Jersey Scholars taught me, well, if this is what college is like, having these really fascinating classes and getting to just completely interact with intelligent peers all the time and learning from each other and growing. If that's what college is like, then I am totally excited and I'm ready for that next stage of my life. And in the process of describing this program and my growing experience during those 8 weeks, I also sh was showing the admissions committee that I was able to thrive and I was able to build myself in an environment that's like college, in an academic and social and extracurricular environment that simulates college. So it was showing, not only am I excited about it, but I'm also ready for it. And so I think it made for a pretty meaningful essay that detailed this experience that I had, but also showed that I was ready for the next stage of my life, and I was excited about it. It definitely was. I think it was, it was the only sort of way to approach an essay like that, which I sort of realized early on when I wrote it, when earlier drafts were just like a little too narrative and a little too much like a dry, boring list of things I had done. And Cleo, let's talk about how did you arrive at your awesome Harry Potter topic, which I just love.
Thank you. Well, it was, I think it really just came about when I was thinking about the prompt that said something about like what was a meaningful event in your life and how did it change you. And when I thought back to like very memorable nights that stuck out, one of the first things I thought of was waiting in line. I was probably 8 years old and I was waiting in line with my best friends. In the freezing cold, it was like 20 degrees. We were waiting outside of Barnes and Noble to get our book signed by J.K. Rowling. And I remember just being so excited. And even though it was like 20 degrees and I was freezing and I was clutching a hot chocolate just to barely keep my fingers from, turning blue, I remember just thinking how cool it is that people are so devoted to literature and imagination and these made up characters and made up worlds. And I thought that that was a pretty miraculous thing, and it made me feel like I was a part of something bigger than myself. So again, I wrote about how it bonded me to my generation and made me feel like I would always have something in common with anyone I met, if they had been raised in a similar era. And also, I was interested in studying theater and writing and drama and everything, so I thought that it related in the sense of like how meaningful made up characters and worlds can be to people. So that's kind of what I was thinking when I wrote it.
Yeah, I mean, what it really sounds like you did there, which is impressive, is you took a sort of topic that could go a thousand different ways, right? Talking about Harry Potter, one of like the most well-known works of literature in our generation, but you made it personal and you told a narrative, you told an engaging narrative, And that's how you brought the reader in. And then you ended with these bigger sort of themes and related it back to yourself. And that's all that is really solid. That's good stuff.
Thanks. It's interesting because you want to, like we said, you want to really try to have this essay tell the admissions committee something new about you that they aren't getting from anything else on your application. So it's a delicate balance trying to figure out what aspects of yourself you haven't been able to showcase yet. So I think that's one of the things you should really try to keep in mind. What about your other essay topics?
So yeah, my second essay topic I wrote about my cousin with learning disabilities, and at the time he was diagnosed as ADHD. We're not sure. I mean, we think it could also be Asperger's, years later. But so the way I approached it is that it was a contentious topic in my family for years. Everybody was arguing, was it nature or nurture that made him this way? Is it just genetics, or is it the way he's being raised? Why does he have these problems, with his studies and with acting out and all these other things? And my point with the essay was I wanted to cut through that debate. I didn't want to take sides because to me it was losing sight of the thing that mattered, which was that he's a human being and he's my cousin, he's my blood relative, and I use that as a jumping point to tell about my experience with him. I really, as I was younger, I didn't understand. I mean, he's my younger cousin, he's a few years younger than me, and as I was younger, I was very impatient and I didn't understand why he was the way he was, and that just led to me not caring and not having the patience, for being having like a strong relationship with him because I was just annoyed. Through when over the years I had heard, these family debates about it and everybody discussing it, and I just sort of started to get that perspective of, well, he's a person and he's my cousin, and regardless, like, it's not his choice that he is the way he is. So ultimately, I went on a journey that led to a transformation that I became more sympathetic and understanding. And I said, look, he's my cousin, and he's a person. And it was this sort of growth and maturity that brought us closer together and actually allowed us to have a relationship. It wasn't his problem that was stopping the relationship. It was my problem. It was my inability sort of understand and deal with it. And until I made that sort of revelation that, hey, this doesn't matter. He is the way he is, and nothing, is going to change it. And I should accept him and love him the way he is. It was at that point that we finally started having a relationship, and we're still very close to this day.
That sounds like a very meaningful topic. And I think that that's a great thing to keep in mind for all of you guys out there is that, by the age of 18, you may not have encountered any really difficult life-changing obstacles. But there's a lot of meaning around you if you dig a little bit. Talking about your family, talking about moving, which is actually what I did in one of my essay topics, but anything that has been very contentious, or that has been something you've been thinking about a lot in your life, can be dealt with in a very meaningful, significant way, as Stephen just showed. So, I'll also let you guys know the one that I talked about for moving was it was actually I moved when I was 10, so it was a while before I was writing these essays, but it still was the most difficult thing I had dealt with really at that point in my life. I moved from New York to California. I thought that that was something important to talk about because it showed a lot about who I was, and not just where I came from, my family, the sort of environment that I grew up in, but also my perspective on the world, on commitments to your friends and your family, on loyalty, which is something that I value a lot. Optimism also ties in there. So I really thought that this was like a certain unexplored frontier to give the admissions committee a lot more insight into who I am.
Yeah, I think.
And also what kind of student I'd be. You know, you have to think about the future too, and they want to know what you're going to add to their campus. So I thought this would give them a sense of that.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point, and just, I want to echo what you said before, just that, look, as an 18-year-old, we haven't necessarily experienced the most ridiculously challenging life experiences where we faced, we stared death in the eye and faced it down and were really just, had to make some monumental life-altering decision. Like Cleo and I both wrote essays about things that are sort of common in the adolescent experience, dealing with relatives and loved ones and Cleo's, moving and lifestyle change. And those are things that are kind of common, and you can imagine very sort of dry, boring essays being written about them. But I think the important thing that we both did is we made it personal, and we showed that, yeah, how these events were sort of central in our lives. And I think that's important.
And you had a third essay topic that you used for Harvard, right?
Right. So this was, I actually wrote this only days before the application was due. It was due in November 1st in 2001, and my grandmother had died just weeks before. She had passed away suddenly, unexpectedly, and I'd realized that I was talking with her about a week before she passed away, and we were talking about the recent happenings of September 11th, 2001, which really hit close to home. And it was, I grew up in New Jersey, only 25 miles west of the city, and my dad also worked in New York City, and so she had known that I was very nervous about the world situation and everything that was going on. I mean, this was just a huge event in everybody's life, and so she pulled me aside one night and she said, she didn't want any of this to detract from me applying to Harvard. She knew it was a sort of dream of mine. She knew it was what I wanted to do, and she just told me she didn't want me to be scared, and she wanted me to do whatever I needed to do to get that application in on time. And little did she know that advice would apply to after she passed away suddenly, because for those few weeks, I mean, I was very close with my grandmother, and since her death was so unexpected, it was just such a shock to my family. But I sort of applied her advice of, like, not letting something get in the way of applying, and I sort of used the story to talk about this mentality and this interaction I had had with my grandmother. And so this essay, I mean, like I said, I wrote it only a few days before the application was due, and it was just really, it was raw emotion. It was me showing myself at my most vulnerable. I wasn't being manufactured. I wasn't being manipulative. It was me just sort of baring myself to the admissions committee, sort of, emotions and all. And it was something my grandmother felt strongly about, and therefore, so did I. And when I'm thinking back to it, I'm not even sure how long I had to edit this essay, because it was in for the, any additional information section. But it was just something I wanted them to know. It was something I wanted them to know, like, that this is, what I was going through, and this was part of my experience. And I think it just sort of showed who I was as a person on a really deep level. So that's why I went with that one.
Well, that sounds like a great choice. Anytime you can really, like we've said, show them a sense of who you are as a person, that's going to go a long way. So now we're going to switch it up a little bit and talk about terrible essay topics. This one that I'm going to mention is actually, I think it was for an SAT essay, but it still applies because you have the same goals of trying to write well and convey a sense of the way that you think and the way that you analyze and persuade and all of that. So I know someone who had a prompt about learning from the past or something. It was like, what is an experience you've gone through that has taught you about the past? Or can people learn from the past? And most kids will learn use examples from literature or maybe personal examples where they've really grown as a result of something. And I cannot believe someone did this. They decided that the topic was just overwhelming and too broad and scary. So they just made up a story. They actually stole it from Goldilocks and wrote this tale about how they'd built three houses in the past, and the first was made of straw and it blew down, and the second was made of wood and it fell apart, and then the third was made of brick, and as a result of this, I learned how to build a house. And it was just completely absurd and untrue and stolen from a fairy tale
Yeah,
and
that's
impersonal. So
ridiculous.
I thought it was just such a, isn't that hilarious? And he ended up like not having that much to say, obviously. So he ended up like describing the storms that brought the houses down and talking about how windy it was and how terrible the rain was that night. And it was just completely fictitious and absurd. So
Yeah,
that's
that's,
not
I
what you'd
mean.
want to do at all. It didn't focus on, like, it's just insane. It didn't focus on anything personal. It didn't tell anything true. And it was just a really terrible idea, I think.
Yeah, that's sort of just the perfect example of like, talk about like a great essay prompt, like struggle, you know, or that wants to know like some kind of change that happened in the past or whatever. And that's should be the opening to talk about something personal and like on the SAT to relate it to literature or something like that. But then to just go and just completely make something up and think that that's sufficient is just yeah, that's a terrible, terrible idea.
Right?
For sure,
Do
yeah.
you have any other great stories about terrible essays?
Yeah, so the worst topic I ever heard of was actually an application essay, and it was this guy who wrote his whole essay from the perspective of a goldfish, right? That he was, you know, it's and okay, it's like a clever premise. That you know, as a goldfish, you know, he always thought that he that what was inside of his little bowl was the whole world. You know, he didn't know anything beyond this little bowl, and then he was shocked to find that there was stuff outside of the bowl, because as a goldfish, you know, there's the world is vast around you, even though you swim in little circles in this tiny little bowl. Like, okay, that's clever. I get it, but the problem is like he never even related it back to himself or his own experiences. He didn't say
Oh
like,
my
"Here's how I'm like the goldfish." Like
gosh.
he just sort of, you know, gave this sort of and thought by giving this very clever scenario that that was sort of enough, and it wasn't. But I think even if he did relate it back to his own experiences, I mean, the premise itself, it's just sort of needlessly clever. I mean, you can write a great essay without that sort of, without wasting words on setting up this whole goldfish stuck in a bowl who doesn't know the world around him scenario. Like, you can write a good essay. Like,
Right.
if you've really had sort of fish out of water experiences, you can write about
Ooh,
them.
good one.
Yeah, no pun intended, or every pun intended. But if you had those experiences, then you should write about that. You don't need to be cute and talk about goldfish.
Right, especially if you don't even tie it back into yourself. That's hilarious. That's like the whole point of the essay is to talk about yourself. So if you're using some elaborate analogy for some reason, maybe as a hook in the first paragraph, that could be great, but you got to tie that back into yourself very quickly or else it's going to be totally irrelevant and unhelpful.
Yeah, he just, I mean, I think he thought he was just going to succeed on his cleverness alone, that some admissions committee officer was going to go, "Oh my gosh, he is so clever for thinking up this extended metaphor. Like, admit him now." But that wasn't the case.
Well, Hopefully by now you guys can all see why that's a pretty silly choice. And I hope that this information we've covered today has been helpful. We've really just gone through and spoken about some of the major tips for choosing your essay topic. You want to write about something that you're passionate about, something that you truly care about and sounds like you, something that has changed you and changed your perspective on the world. Any other things you want to add, Stephen?
Yeah, so that's I mean I think you got all of them, showing growth and maturity and really something that's engaging. You want those, you want to have the potential for all of that good stuff in your essay. And so once you've selected your essay topic, you realize that's only half the battle, right? You need to actually write the thing. So next week, we're going to talk about writing the essay, employing a tactic that we call emotional narrative. So that will all be covered in our next podcast.
So, we want to thank you all for joining us on this episode of the League of Extraordinary Applicants. We hope that our advice helps you get that much closer to achieving application success.
And please don't hesitate to email us with any questions, and we'll make sure to answer as many as we can in future episodes. Hit us up at podcast@admissionauto.com.
We're excited to hear from you. Questions, comments, feedback, whatever's on your mind. Alrighty, Steven, I guess that's all for this week.
Yes, it is. Join Cleo and me next time for another installment of the League of Extraordinary Applicants.